Hello and welcome back to Before Our Friends Die. You're joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Stockfish Digital Network. You can see I'm joined by a very special guest, Catherine Joy White, author of This Thread of Gold, A Celebration of Black Womanhood. We just had an amazing part one conversation, Jade conversation, where we discussed all things about her book, her past, her future, her hopes. And listen, it's a great one. Make sure you check it out. We're celebrating Black History Month right here on the Aki and Stockfish Digital Network. Although I actually think you'll see this in November, which is even better because Black History Month should not be resigned to October. Anyway, this is part two, which you know what that means. We're going to get to know Kat with our seven signature questions. Kat, the first one, and unfortunately the answer won't be Michaela Cole because I just realized in part one you don't actually know her. Who's the richest person in your phone book?
Richest person in my phone book. I'm trying to think who.
Yeah, it's one of them questions. You don't have to say who they are, but if you could tell us what they do, that
okay.
Helps.
Okay, it will be an actor from a franchise of very successful movies based on wizarding books.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, Expelliarmus on that one. Fantastic. How did you meet that person?
In Oxford.
Of course. And that's why people go Oxford, right?
Yeah.
The connections. Wicked. Love to know that. Who has the most potential that you know, Kat?
Oh, maybe my sisters, both of them together. Yeah. They're like a force to be reckoned with and changing the world and being kind and being cool. So I think they could do great. They are doing great things and will do more.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah, that's it.
Love that. Just out of interest, actually, pure curiosity, have any of your sisters got, like, your middle name is Joy?
Yeah.
Is that a theme?
Yeah, no. With Laura Beatrice and Hannah Lydia, so no. Just me, what can I say? Sorry. I'm the favourite.
Who is the most influential person you know, Kat?
Ooh, that's a good one. Do I have to know them personally?
No. I said James Clear. Author of Atomic Habits. That book really influenced me.
That's so good, actually. Yeah, I'm thinking also someone like some of the climate change activists or people who are properly, like, I'm thinking of like Greta. I think at the minute, given where the world is and where it's going to go, I think Greta probably is going to be responsible for saving our planet. So I'm
wow. With her. That is, I think that might have to be the title of this episode. That's amazing.
Saving our planet.
Kat. You are at your best when you are. Fill in the blank.
I am at my best when I am well slept.
That's really important. What is a good sleep for you?
Well, you're catching me at the minute. I've been working till 6 o'clock in the morning, like for the last 3 or 4 nights, because I've had a deadline. So, and I've noticed I'm just like slow and you can hear my voice. Like I'm falling apart.
Mm.
So I think I need a good sort of 6 to 8 hours and then, you know, wake up and have a nice breakfast and like get out and about. Also getting out in nature, I'm at my best when I've like been outside.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, could you please tell me one thing you never regret doing? Now this could be one event that you're never going to regret, or it could be one thing that you do regularly that you never regret when you've done it.
I never, ever, ever regret going for a run. I'm sorry, it's boring, but I never do.
Do you have running shoes?
Yeah, I do.
Which ones are your favourites?
I think they're just some night trainers. My mum always gets running shoes for Christmas. I've never bought my own. That's like my one
wow.
thing I don't. Yeah, I quite like it. It's like my one little thing.
That's that's a huge thing.
I know. Yeah, true.
That's major to not buy your own. That's what you want in life. You want like, you never want to buy socks, right?
No, never.
You want to get those as gifts.
Yeah. Just like keep that. I'll buy myself what the other, I don't know what.
You're not into barefoot running then?
I haven't tried that. Are you?
Nah, I'm not a runner. Definitely not. I'm a cyclist.
Recycling.
You know, actually, anyone that actually knows me knows that's a lie as well. But in between the two, I would choose cycling. Yeah.
So what are you? You're not.
I just go to gym. I just go to gym.
Okay, you're a gymmer.
Yeah. okay, Kat, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I hope I think I'd like to be living out of this country.
Nice. Anywhere in particular?
Got my eye on maybe New York.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? I went to New York 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah.
I loved it. I stayed in Manhattan.
Okay, nice.
It was sunny and I was off work. And I said to myself, I could live here. Then I thought about, yeah, but Kavan, you're staying in a hotel.
Yeah. It's true. Where would you be living?
What would you actually be doing?
Yeah.
And if you had to actually go work on the subway at 6 a.m, you might not like it as much.
It's true.
But I said to myself, you only know once you've tried it, right?
Exactly.
So I support that.
Okay, I love that. Okay.
Hopefully this book will get you to New York.
Yes.
And I'd love to see you there. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. What's your favourite part of New York, just out of interest?
I've Manhattan? Only been once, so I don't even know it that well. But yeah, it would probably be Manhattan. But I really got into like Harlem as well, because I was just visiting all the food spots. And I just
The food is fire.
The food is unbelievable.
And I tell you what, my dad's a musician, right? He went out there literally last week to do some dubs, right? Some dub plates. Yeah. And he was saying there's over like 1,000 sound systems out there. The culture, when we talk about sound system culture, it's rife out there. So if you want to go somewhere where it feels like a mini Jamaica, it's that type of place as well.
Hey, that is so good to know.
Okay. Yeah. Final question, Kat, is advice you now would give to yourself 10 years ago.
It would be about, I would say, be afraid of nothing. Don't think about whether something's going to work out. Don't think about whether you're right for something. Don't think about whether you can do something. Be afraid of nothing and try things, go for things, shine bright. My catchphrase is shine bright like Cat White. Shine bright.
Your uni and friends.
My
know
uni
that
friends,
is,
you yeah, know yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, of course. And yeah, be brave with it and... Who knows? Anything is possible. I think that it has to be that.
If you want to know more about Kat White and how she shines bright, make sure you check out part one, our Jade Conversations featuring myself, Kat, and Dr. Marcella Day, all where we delve into her book, This Thread of Gold, A Celebration of Black Womanhood. It is Black History Month when we record this, but you may see this in November. Listen, it's been an incredible experience with you, Kat. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a revelation. It's been eye-opening. I learned even more than I did when I just listened to the book. It's been an incredible experience. Thank you. This has been Before Our Friends Die. You've been joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Saltfish Digital Network. Please do connect with us on Instagram, TikTok, all those things, Aki and Saltfish, and Before Our Friends Die pod on Instagram. If you've got any questions or comments, please do email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. And finally, please do like, comment, subscribe, because it helps us grow, and share this with a friend, because again, it really helps us grow. Those things called algorithms, they have a role to play in us growing. So please do support that. Finally, Kat, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram at Catherine Joy White and TikTok and Twitter at Kat Joy White.
There we have it. Take care. See you soon.